What is to do in Spanish to do?
Hacer.
Hacer.
To turn this into you do, you simply get rid of the R as we have done before. So again, what is to do?
Hacer.
Hacer.
Spelt H-A-C-E-R. Again, the H at the beginning is silent, as it always is in Spanish. And to turn to do into you do, you're simply going to get rid of the R at the end. So, how would you say you do in Spanish?
Hace.
Hace.
How would you turn this into do you do, turning it into a question? You'll simply stick with you do, but raise the intonation at the end. So, do you do?
Hace.
Hace.
What is the word for what in Spanish?
Que.
Que.
So how would you say what do you do?
Que hace.
Que hace.
Words that end in OR in English are the same in Spanish, although they're pronounced in a Spanish way, they're written and spelt the same. So what would be the word for doctor in Spanish?
Doctor.
Doctor.
Actor.
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 Pastor.
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 How would you say, I am a doctor?
Soy doctor.
Soy doctor.
Now, hopefully you've chosen soy. This is because when you're asked what it is you do, this is something quite permanent. It's not something that's normally going to change today or tomorrow. But when someone asks you what it is you do, what are you? And you say, I'm a doctor. Well, that's quite a permanent thing, or I'm an actor or whatever it is. So how would you say again, I am an actor? I am actor, literally.
Soy actor.
Soy actor.
Words that end in IST in English, like artist or pianist, become ista in Spanish with an IST at the end. So how would you say, I am an artist? Literally, I am artist.
Soy artista.
Soy artista.
I am pianist.
Soy pianista.
Soy pianista.
How would you say, I'm an artist, and you?
Soy artista, ¿y usted?
Soy artista, ¿y usted?
You may remember those words in Spanish that end in ecto. They end in ECT in English, but ECTO in Spanish. So how would you say correct in Spanish?
Correcto.
Correcto.
And perfect?
Perfecto.
Perfecto.
How about architect?
Arquitecto.
Arquitecto.
I'm an architect.
Soy arquitecto.
Soy arquitecto.
Now, actually, that word for architect in Spanish is much more specifically for a man than for a woman. I mentioned earlier the A that is common to women. So you have Angela, Roberta, Maria. These are all Latin names. However, of course, they always have their male counterparts. So you have Angelo, Roberto, Mario. These all end in O. And you'll notice that, for instance, architect ends in an O, doesn't it? So again, how would you say, I'm an architect, if you're a man?
Soy arquitecto.
However, if you're a woman, you're going to say it differently. Just in the same way that Roberto for a man is Roberta for a woman. Mario for a man, Maria for a woman. Angelo for a man, Angela for a woman. These same rules will apply with something like architect. So again, one more time. What is architect for a man?
Arquitecto.
But how do you think a woman would say, I am an architect?
Soy arquitecta.
So, there you can hear an A at the end. Let's try that also with doctor, which also follows this rule. How would you say, I'm a doctor if you're a man?
Soy doctor.
And if you're a woman, let's add an A onto the end. How would you say that?
Soy doctora.
How do you think you'd say, I am a professor, if you're a man? It can also be used for teacher. So, I'm a professor.
Soy profesor.
Now let's try it for a woman, adding an A to the end again.
Soy profesora.
Now, having an A replace an O, or adding an A onto the end, can be said to be the general rule in Spanish for differentiating male and female professions. There are some exceptions. For instance, the word for artist is
artista.
Artista.
Whether you're a man or a woman. The same goes for pianist. So, how would a woman say, I'm a pianist?
Soy pianista.
And what would a man say?
Soy pianista.
So some do stay the same. However, if you're not certain, I would generally lean towards O for men and A for women. And if you get it wrong, it will still be clear to the Spanish speakers, who will simply correct you and feed it back to you how it should be. And they'll say, ah, you're an architect, but they'll give you the correct form back. So it's not something to worry about too much.